Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Our story begins with a brave boy named Jack. Jack lived in a small cottage with his mother. They were very poor and owed money to the town. One day, Jack traded their old cow for 3 glowing emerald green beans. His mother was worried, but Jack felt a spark of magic inside. He planted them, and as the stars twinkled, a massive vine began to sprout toward the moon. "Tonight, look up!" Next morning, Jack looked out his window and gasped. A beanstalk as thick as a house stretched high into the blue sky. Jack felt adventurous and began to climb. Up and up he went, past the birds and through the soft white clouds. Can you imagine climbing that high? Finally, he reached the very top. Instead of a scary castle, he saw something very unusual. There were bright neon lights and a giant glass door. A sign in gold letters read, "The Giant's Beanstalk Mall. Everything must go." Jack walked inside, his little eyes wide with pure wonder. Inside the mall, everything was enormous. The floors were made of polished marble, and the ceilings were higher than the tallest mountains. There were fountains that sprayed sparkling lemonade, and escalators made of solid silver. Jack saw toys the size of cars, and hats as big as tents. But as he walked through the aisles, he noticed something sad. The shelves were messy and the prices were way too high for anyone to afford. 10 golden eggs for 1 toy? Jack whispered. No wonder the mall was empty. Just then, he heard a thunderous sigh from behind a long counter. Out stepped a giant, wearing a very large suit and a tiny pair of glasses on his nose. He looked very grumpy indeed. "Nobody ever buys anything," the giant grumbled, his voice sounding like rolling thunder. "I have all these amazing things, but I am going broke." Jack stayed brave and stepped forward. "Hello, Mr. Giant," he said politely. "Maybe people are not buying because your prices are not fair." The giant looked down at Jack and blinked. "Fair? I want to be the richest giant in the sky." Jack shook his head gently and smiled at the big giant. Jack decided to teach the giant a very important lesson. "Mr. Giant, what you are looking for is called commerce," Jack explained. The giant tilted his head. "Commerce? What is that?" Jack smiled. "Commerce is the act of buying and selling, especially on a large scale. But for commerce to work, it has to be fair. If you are too greedy and charge too much, nobody wins. But if you trade fairly, everyone gets what they need and you still make a profit. It is about building a community where everyone leaves happy." The giant rubbed his chin very thoughtfully. Giant realized Jack was right. Being greedy had left him all alone in a giant empty mall. "Will you help me, Jack?" he asked. Jack nodded eagerly. Together, they began to reorganize the entire mall. Jack used his cleverness to create signs and organize the toys, while the giant used his strength to move the heavy shelves. They lowered the prices so that other cloud dwellers could afford them. They created a special section for buy one, get one free. Jack even set up a lemonade stand near the entrance. The mall was starting to look absolutely wonderful today now. Word quickly spread across the clouds that the Beanstalk Mall was having a massive clearance sale. Soon, a line of cloud people, harpists, and even a golden goose or two arrived at the front doors. Jack stood at the entrance, greeting everyone with a big smile. the giant learned how to use a cash register that was the size of a piano. He was very careful not to squish the money. As people started buying items, the giant's face began to change. He was not grumpy anymore. He was actually having fun meeting all his neighbors for the very first time.
The mall was buzzing with excitement. This was commerce in action. Families were buying giant-sized blankets to keep warm, and children were playing with the magical toys. The giant saw a little girl who could not afford a beautiful music box, and instead of being greedy, he gave it to her for half price. The girl gave him a huge hug around his big toe. The giant's heart grew 3 sizes that day. He realized that making friends was much better than just making money. By the time the sun set, almost every single shelf in the mall was completely empty.
With the mall finally successful, the giant turned to Jack. "Thank you, Jack. You saved my business and taught me how to be a good neighbor." The giant reached into a drawer and pulled out a small bag of golden eggs. "This is your fair payment for all your hard work today," the giant said.
Jack realized that by helping the giant, he had earned exactly what his mother needed to pay off their debt. He did not have to steal anything at all. He shook the giant's massive hand and promised to come back and visit him very soon.
Jack climbed down the beanstalk and hugged his mother. With the golden eggs, they paid their debts and had plenty left over to start their own small shop in town, using the fair rules of commerce Jack had learned. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, greed can lead to trouble, but fair trade builds a community. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright. I will see you all by the campfire very soon. Stay curious.